Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, August the 22nd, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Zimbabwe heads to the polls tomorrow, August 23, with 6.6 million registered voters set to cast their ballots in the high-stakes general election to elect a new president, members of parliament, and councillors. But the run-up to the election has not been smooth, raising doubts among critics about a fair outcome. Today, a Zimbabwe Electoral Commission vehicle moving voting materials to Bigita West accidentally dropped some ballot papers along the Harare Masvingo Highway. According to the Election Resource Center, a civic organization monitoring the elections, the ballot papers were picked by the Resource Center's officers who took them to a police station in South Lee, Harare. ZEC Vice Chairperson Rodney Kiwa acknowledged the mishap, telling Studio 7, quote, "We have sent a senior officer to investigate with the support of police and report back. I'll then avail the information as soon as possible," close quote. It's unclear how many ballot papers were involved. Elsewhere, political parties are calling on their members to turn out and vote in large numbers tomorrow, with President Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa going head-to-head for the presidency in a repeat of the 2018 matchup. For VOA, Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabweans are getting ready to choose their leaders in the country's general election on Wednesday. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC party, will lock horns with President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ZANU-PF party, along with other candidates for the presidents. Bridget Mabanda is one of the many young Zimbabweans who make up about three-quarters of the country's population.
As you can see, we are suffering from Zimbabwe. We are suffering. Everything is upside down. We are in potholes. Our money is not stable. And even our education, you can see from the fees that we are paying, it's not affordable to us as compared to what our parents are earning. We want a better Zimbabwe.
While actual figures of unemployment are hard to come by, Zimbabwe's informal sector has been mushrooming for the past two decades. 35-year-old Edmoku Chauripo has never been employed. He wants that to change.
The person I'm voting for first must stop corruption. Then the hospital should have enough medicine and enough money for good salaries. Police should do their job properly and catch thieves. In addition, children should be well taken care of so that they don't do drugs and so they can easily get jobs and take care of their parents. And jobs should be created.
In the past year, Zimbabwe's annual inflation rate has shot up and is currently hovering at over 100%, one of the highest in the world, according to official figures. And many Zimbabweans are struggling to meet the cost of living, but not everyone is for change. 35-year-old Justin Gwanzu fondly remembers President Mnangagwa's 2018 campaign.
He defamed Dara.
Power to Mnangagwa, that's what we want. Industries to be revived and work so that we can live a decent life. We want Emmerson Mnangagwa to continue as president so that we can work in companies and get payslips. 35 years and I do not know what a payslip is. I have never received one.
Alexander Rusero, a political analyst in Zimbabwe, says the pre-election period has been fairly peaceful compared with those of the past.
Yes, we have witnessed skirmishes here and there by some enthusiastic ZANU-PF party supporters against the CCC, but this is not a coordinated and systematic approach as was the case in the past.
As the country counts down to the polls, many Zimbabweans on both sides of the political divide hope that once the process is done, all will accept the results. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, the Columbans. Meanwhile, some Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are skeptical about the outcome of tomorrow's elections, saying the run-up has been pretty rough. VOA Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reports.
Mhlanhla Moses Ncube, a Zimbabwean working at a private school in Johannesburg, South Africa, is among thousands of people who won't vote this year. Ncube, Secretary General of a political outfit, Freedom Alliance, envies those who will vote, but he is skeptical about the outcome of the crucial elections. Ncube has an unpalatable election outcome prediction for the opposition.
I foresee a situation whereby the status quo remains, especially in the sense of parliamentary elections, where ZANU is poised to take the rural vote as always. A combination of factors coming in, the fact that they have got structure, the fact that they have got resources, the fact that even the candidates that they are having will be those people, most of them, they are people that can be voted.
But he is quick to warn ZANU-PF about his presidential candidate, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who toppled the late former President Robert Mugabe in a de facto military coup and was declared by the Electoral Court as winner of the disputed 2018 presidential poll.
Mnangagwa is not generally a popular person that people can choose to vote for. So that can be an advantage. But the narrow margin will give him the advantage to Rick.
Ricky Mukonza, a Zimbabwean lecturer at Tshwane University of Technology, says ZANU-PF and the Citizens Coalition for Change are front runners in the 2023 general elections.
That these two parties have been attracting supporters and potential voters to come and attend their rallies in big numbers. So there are complaints about ZEC, and that has a bearing on the credibility of the elections.
Victress Matutu of Zim Imbowoto, a women's empowerment group, is another Zimbabwean based in South Africa. She says the Zimbabweans should go out and vote in large numbers.
Vote in peace, vote wisely, and vote for a person of your choice. Choose your own councillor, your own parliamentarian, and your own president.
In Zimbabwe, indications are that the electoral body is in the process of finalizing the setting up of 12,370 polling stations in anticipation of over 6.6 million voters. Utawashe Munsaka is a member of the dreaded Forever Associates Zimbabwe political outfit, which supports ZANU-PF. Musaka, who is also a ZANU-PF activist, says Mnangagwa is the people's favorite.
I can tell you that our president, Comrade Emmerson Dams Mnangagwa, has been in all provinces addressing youth gatherings.
Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change's Matabeleland South Regional Youth Leader Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa says victory is certain for Chamisa.
People are hopeful, people are optimistic, the mood is electrifying, even though here and there ZANU-PF has been trying to disturb our movements, has been trying to put a lot of fear in most of our citizens.
Elizabeth Valerio of the United Zimbabwe Alliance is a courageous woman taking head on 10 men in the presidential poll.
I am the only presidential candidate who fully understands the needs of the people because I am a mother, because I am a woman.
State security agents have already voted in camps and barracks where they were allegedly forced to vote for the ruling party. ZEC says they conducted the process in accordance with the electoral laws. Gibbs Dube, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Gabes. Young people who constitute 37% of the vote, or 2.4 million, per figures from the Election Resource Center, will likely determine the result of tomorrow's vote. Yangasen Matete of the organization Project 4263 says young people must turn out in huge numbers.
Tiri kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vabude kunovhota mangwana. Chinodiwa kunge vakatakura chitupa, chingava chebepa, cheplastiki, cherata, kana kuti valid passport, passport inoshanda isati expire. Uyezve ngavasange vakapfeka maparty regalia. Tinoziva kuti marali akaitwa vanhu vachiri mune mufaro kusapota mapolitical party avo, asi mangwana regalia haidikamwe. Anything chinoratidza sekala yeregalia any political party ngaisange takapfekwa, ingava kala kana kuti ingatova iri regalia kana picture recandidate musange makapfeka. Uyezve kune vechidiki vedu vechisikana vanofara kuisa makiteksi, ne makiteksi haasi kudikamwa kana kuti specially kuruoko rwekubokwe, mungatoita sei, mungatoenda makapfara because nozonzi madii mafota. So ringori dzivachitora mangwana ende tikudzira kuti mude nehuwandu. Hapana makiyu anenge akawanda, vanhu vachangovhota murunyararo, vachavhota zviri kwiki. Saka musasvire kuti hanzi kunenge kwakawanda vanhu kunoita violence. Ayo, budai nemanumbers enyu, endai munodii mavhota mumapolling stations enyu. Ende tikukurudzirai kuti iye zvino izvi zvazuva ranhasi kusvika mangwana, ingai muchicheka mastere enyu kuti ari mapolling station api, muchasa kodhi yesitatu 56 #, inosanganiswa nezeki, muziva kuti where is your polling station so that mangwana muinde pamufa unge muchivhotera muri, musatambudzika muchichinzwa muchifambiswa from one polling station to another. Tikutendai kuti totenda kuchavhuta runyararo sevana veZimbabwe. Tangashanda nemu seproject 4263 chikuinkarejai kuti munge mnorejesa kuvhota nguva yedu yakwana, takuchibudai newandu kwenyu. Thank you, Zimbabwe.
Yangasen Matete of the organization Project Vote 263. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about tomorrow's general elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Kwabasanda sikhuma sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokhetho. Ulo lweZimbabwe olukhona kusasa lizakhumbula kuyakhethwa umongameli omutsha, amakhansili amatsha, lamalunga edalela ephalamente amatsha kusasa. Okwenzakeleyo namhlanje kule mota yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission, okuyikhomishini ebona ngezokhetho, ebihambisa ama-ballot papers eBikita West Constituency. Iwawisile-ke lawo ma-ballot papers endleleni limota, asedotshwa ngabe-Election Resource Center bawahambisa emapholiseni. AbeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sibaxhumile bathi yebo kwenzakele kodwa basaphenya. VeZimbabwe Electoral Commission vazivisa nasi kuti vabvuma nasi kuti hongo pane ballot papers adona munzira. Motokari yezeki yanga ichima endesa kuBikita West. Asi ma ballot papers aya azodona munzira akanongwa neve election Resource Center avo vazomaendesa kumapurisa ZEC iri kuti iri kuferefeta nyaya iyi. And to discuss tomorrow's crucial elections, we are now joined by Tim Muringai of the opposition CCC here in North America, and Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in the UK. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. And let me start with you, Mr. Muringai, about what happened today. Lost ballots that were dropped by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, their vehicle are going to Bikita West, and they were picked by officers from the Election Resource Center, an NGO, who took them to the police. ZEC says that they're investigating. What's your take on this?
Well, thank you for having me on your program, Mr. Ntungamili. Well, we have seen a lot of kind of subvert situations already happening with this election. And we know that ZEC, being an extended arm of the party that's in office right now, is trying everything in its power to kind of subvert the choice of the people on the ground. But like you have said, the ERC picked them up, and we thank God for that, and we'll see where they take this issue to.
And coming to you, Mabaza, clearly this is an important election. And ZEC has already been accused of machinations by the opposition, and clearly they can't afford to be losing ballot papers along the way, can they?
We cannot say they lost them deliberately. We don't know what happened. That's what they're investigating. And again, there is no benefit of losing a voted ballot paper. They were blank. They were not marked with any vote. They were not in a counted or to be counted box. So they were useless to any party. So in other words, whatever happened, it could have been an accident. We only wait for ZEC to give us an official report on why, what happened, when were they lost. And these commissioners who picked them up on the street, they left to explain to us how did they pick them up, why were they behind the ZEC car, did they not steal from the ZEC car? It could be that they stole from ZEC car in order to discredit ZEC. We don't know. We wait for the investigation and the truth will come out.
Clearly, it seems that there is some sloppiness involved there, Dr. Mabaza. I don't think they dropped them deliberately, and I don't think what you're suggesting is true, that they could have been stolen. But clearly, there is some sloppiness there by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Yes, I agree with you. If they dropped them on the road, that was very sloppy. If they have not, and they were stolen by these commissioners, that was criminal. But either way, we don't know exactly what happened. That's why we are relying on the investigations to come up with the truth.
Aha. Mnumzana Muringai, kuvotwa nje kusasa. Siyazi kuke kulelunga lene elike labulawa. Kuloko kwethuselwa kwabantu elithi kwenzakele. Lithi hayi i-run up to ama-elections ibingekho smooth, bekuloku khonona, kodwa abantu besiyavota kusasa njenge-CCC, lifuna ukuthini ebantwini abazavota kusasa?
Yeah, mina ngifuna ukucela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kusasa ililanga where you can express into oyifunayo. Akula muntu ozakuyetisela, akula muntu ozakufakela ikhamera, akula muntu ozakuthathela yona ivote yakho, ngoba kwalwelwa ngabazali bethu labo bhuti bethu lesi hlobo eziningi ezalwela i-one man one vote. So kusasa it's your chance to express one of the reasons why abantu baya e-liberation struggle balwela intuthuko yeZimbabwe. So mawuhamba uyovota kusasa ungayitiselwa ngumuntu ivoti yakho is going to count and is very important.
Vamavaza ndapi mashoko amnoda kusvitsa kuvana veZimbabwe vachavhota mangwana?
Sarudzo iriko mangwana kuti kuvana veZimbabwe mese makateerera ngativhotei murunyararo. Sarudzo inongoratidza kuti kune kutonga kweguta ruzhinji, kutonga kunofadza munhu wese. Saka mangwana izuva rekusarudza munhu wako waunofarira, waunoda kuti agozova mutungamiriri wako, mutungamiriri wenyika yeZimbabwe. Saka hazvibatsiri kuti tirwisane mangwana tikonzere nyonga-nyonga nebhongapopoto. Ngatibatanei sevana vamwe chete, sevana veZimbabwe. Tiri kukoma nemunin'ina, tinorwira mukaka wedu, asi tinorwira pavhoti. Hatiite hondo kunze uko, hatikonzere dambudziko, hatikonzere bhongamupopoto. Ngatiitei kuti vakatenderedza vadzidze kwatiri, vakatarisira hondo vanyare, kuti mangwana tigosarudza murunyararo, tichisarudza mutungamiriri wehurumende wenyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi pane nyaya netsa pavamavaza, tokuona macitizens vanga vachida kuita maelection observers vanatsunga vari kunyimwa vana Musa Kika vari kunyimwa ma-accreditation kuti vange vachiongorora sarudzo. My journalists have also been denied accreditation. A crew from Washington, from Studio 7, was said to travel to Zimbabwe to cover the elections, but they were denied accreditation. Why is the government barring journalists and these local observers? We are not even talking about foreign observers. We are talking about local observers. Vana Kika, why is the government afraid?
The government is not afraid. The accreditation of these people to be election observers is done by ZEC, not really the government. And again, ZEC has looked into these people and realized that these people were political activists. An observer who is a political activist is not an observer. And therefore, it is within their right to refuse them any way, any access near a voting poll except for voting.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
For the journalists you are referring to, it all depends on what is looked into. There has to be a certain number of journalists accepted in a voting. Not all the world will come. There are some people who are accepted. We have got four of the Studio 7 journalists who have been accredited to attend the elections and do their work. And most of them are local Studio 7 journalists.
But we are also talking here about Studio 7 reporters. Of course, they are based in Washington, but these are Zimbabwean citizens. They are Zimbabwean nationals. But you are talking about the accreditation of observers being a prerogative of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, but that's not what ZEC is saying. In papers filed in court to defend themselves about this, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission are saying the executive determines who can be accredited as an observer and who cannot. Those are the facts before the court. And that means the government is also interfering. ZEC cannot be said to be independent.
You are not understanding here. The executive puts the rules not only for ZEC, for the safety and security of Zimbabwe. And they tell you who qualifies to be an observer. It is a law. It is a regulation. And that regulation is not set only by ZEC. It has to be passed by the executive. And therefore, it does not mean that the executive is the one with the sole say in who becomes an observer. The ZEC would look into the rules put down by the executive and see if the person is ticking the boxes.
Okay.
If you can tick the boxes.
Thank you there, Dr. Mavaza. Let me bring in Ubabu Moringai. The facts, though, are that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is defending itself in court and is saying the executive has the final say as to who is who can be accredited and who cannot. Mnumzana Moringai, ngenela konapo kutaba lo kwaliswa kwama election observers. Sibone le Carter Institute. Vati bona la namuhla kabakaphiwa i-accreditation. Ama local observers, Omusa Kika, Anselimo Magaya, abantu abalwela amalungelo oluntu bancitshiwe i-accreditation. Ngisho le ntathelise Studio 7 ebesizavela ngapha eWashington. Ungathini ngalokho?
Anti siyabe silokhe sikukhuluma lokho ukuthi hayi izeki is an extension e-government ka-Mr. Mnangagwa. Into emangalisayo is uSmith laye waye kuyenza lokho kokuyalisa ama-journalist ukuthi abuye azobona athathe indaba. Sabona futhi iZanu from 43 years lokhu yenza the same thing. So mina ngiyabe ngisithi kubhuti wabo Mr. Mabaza lawo ukuthi ukukhuluma iqiniso kuyabe ku-right, ngoba sibone layo uDr. Chen who has been observing elections and was part of the 1980 committee yokulungisa ama-elections was denied and deported from Zimbabwe. An economist for 43 years why we are in Zimbabwe and participating in the citizenry konangani. Kathesi, they deported him, and you just named some other people. So into eqakathekileyo is ukuthi kusasa sesihamba kuyevota. Ngicela wonke umZimbabwe olalelayo kathesi ukuthi hayi, lithuba lakho kusasa ukuthi ukhiphe into yena leyi by putting the right people in the right offices. Ngoba iZEC uyayibona icatsha ngomunwe isithi yi-executive, i-executive ithi yiZEC. So thina sifuna ukufaka abantu aba-accountable ebantwini ukuthi if something goes wrong, we know who is responsible. Kathesi sizwa uDr. Mabaza esithi hayi iZEC is not responsible, hayi executive is responsible. And then you go and talk to the people that are in the offices, bakutshela something else. So we don't want that. We want an accountable Zimbabwe. Siti kusasa is your time as a Zimbabwean. You are the boss.
Thank you. Thank you. Some quick statistics here before we wrap up. Again, we have 6.6 million people, registered people, to vote in tomorrow's election. And of those, we have 3,067,000 who are male, amadoda. Then we have females who are 3.5 million. So meaning we have more women voting in this election. And as for the young people, I think we have 2.4 million or so. Vamavaza, as we wrap up in 30 seconds, give us your last word. People are voting tomorrow. Your last word to the Zimbabwean voters tomorrow. 30 seconds.
Tomorrow is the day to show the enemy out of the door and vote ZANU-PF, vote with wisdom, vote for your future, future of your children. And God bless Zimbabwe, and let's vote in peace, and let's have a peaceful Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Moringai ngize kuwe, akuphoselwa ukugcina bayavota abantu kusasa.
Please vote in peace. Kusasa, please vote in a majority. Please put the new change, the new face, Nelson Chamisa.
And again, of course, we have 11 presidential candidates in this election. But clearly, truly speaking, and honestly speaking, this is a matchup between President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who will represent ZANU-PF, and Nelson Chamisa of the CCC. These two, Liza Kumbulukuti Banginchisana, in 2018, Chamisa lost by narrow margin, and they are going at it again this time around. That brings us to the end of our show. I would like to thank all our guests, Mr. Tim Moringai of the CCC in America and Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in the UK. Good night, Zimbabwe. Happy election day tomorrow. I am Tungamili Nkomo.